trips up there, you guys came up empty. What do you remember about this?
Just the first time we went up there my freshman year, it was an awful environment, you know, negative degrees, field was frozen over. Right, guys were slipping because, you know, the rubber pellets that make up the field were frozen together. You know, your cleats wouldn't penetrate. You'd be like walking on a hardwood floor. So that was a pretty awful memory. You know, we didn't play well. This game we could have won, probably should have won, right? You know, all those things. And then the next year we went up and, you know, at times I thought we played really well in that game, and then other times we didn't. And then special teams, I think, was a big reason why. You know, they ended up winning a close one that year. And then last year I thought we played them pretty well, and I think, you know, maybe they came out a little flat. They'd probably say that too, you know. And, you know, when we had an opportunity, we executed. And it's impossible to say what this game's going to be like. I'd say they're improved from last year. I'd say we're improved from last year. And if anything, that probably means there's a good chance it's going to be a pretty good game.
First Big Ten game of the season. What are you most excited about coming into this game?
Just a chance to start the Big Ten season off on the right foot. Hopefully go out there and get a win. And that's what we're trying to do every week. But, you know, it starts with one.
James Zahner, this game 4-0 for the second straight year, but does this year's game feel a little bit different than last year's?
They're both big games. That's what I remember. You always want to start conference play on a positive note, and they're a competitive team. I would say that they're better than they were last year, so that's going to present more of a challenge for us.
What thoughts race through your mind when you do walk inside the complex there and you actually see that trophy on display?
Sweet. Well, again, it's every week we have a trophy game, you know. People have questions about the trophy, you know. Myself, personally, I just want to win, right? Mm-hmm. Every week we try to prepare the same way to win, whether a trophy's at stake or not. And I'm not downplaying the significance of a trophy. Trophies are important. Mm-hmm. We want to beat our rivals, but, you know, we want to win regardless every week.
Is there a different interpretation for this game than there is against Iowa State? Or is that mostly an external level answer?
You know, again, the answer is we prepare, you know, every week to win, regardless of who our opponent is, whether our opponent is 200 miles away or 500 miles away or, you know, what have you. So for us, the preparation is still the same, right? We want to prepare with the same vigor, the same intensity, you know, and regardless of who we're playing.
Once again, what do you see from Minnesota? Obviously, they got a big quarterback that can run.
Yeah, they do. They got some talented running backs. You know, one thing that doesn't get talked a lot about because, you know, they haven't thrown the ball a ton, but I've seen, you know, shots where they've got some real speed at receiver, you know, some guys that you wouldn't think are, and then, you know, you see them blow the top off the coverage. So that's something that we need to be ready for because obviously we've had our challenges or our failings throughout the year. But, again, we're improving and we're just trying to prepare.
Have you seen this quarterback be able to throw the ball, prove that he can throw it?
Absolutely. You know, he's got a big arm. He's a good combination. An accurate passer and also, you know, a good runner. He's just really efficient player, moves the ball well down the field. And they've got two guys, right, that they really, you know, they feel confident in, and we just need to be able to prepare for whoever we're going to see.
Is it pure zone read from them, from Minnesota?
No, they do some gap scheme things. Last year, I know they were a big power O team.
Yeah.
Just in the film I've watched, it doesn't, I think, you know, that's probably, again, like the foundation of Iowa, right, is we
right.
want to run the lead play, and then some places they want to run the power O play. And I think that's, you know, that's part of their identity, but at the same time they're doing more inside zone than they have in the past. I don't remember them running much zone last year, but I've seen a lot of zone from them this year on film.
Is this a game where a team that kind of finds the rhythm of the passing game can win?
You're talking about us?
Yeah, both teams, both offenses, because it seems like both offenses have running the ball on their resume clear, you know, way at the top. Passing is a different
story. There's that, and then I think about a game like this and just how important special teams is going to be, right? Because we've been really good in certain areas of special teams and then, you know, average to mediocre in others. And Minnesota, you know, for the last couple of years since Coach Kill's been there, has been, in my opinion, you know, a top-tier special teams team in the Big Ten. And field position is huge. I mean, anytime you have what you would say, right, or ground and pound teams want to grind it out versus a good defense, then field position is going to be huge. And that could be the difference between 3 points in one series or no points in one series. And at the end of a game, you know, that could, you know, make a big difference. So I'm curious to see, yeah, I guess how the game will play out. But I think maybe more than passing game, I think special teams would be a contributing factor.
Have you seen, what's the biggest difference you've seen on film from last year with them?
Sorry, say that again.
The difference between their team last year and this year. What's the difference you see?
I think they're just a better team generally. players. That happens every year. But they've added, in my opinion, depth at running back position, depth at quarterback position, and they've got some guys that I think are, you know, trustworthy guys at the receiver position. I think that's important, you know, coaches, when they look to put guys out there, say, who can we trust? So I don't think there's any proverbial chink in their chain, right? They're more rounded.